Good Wednesday evening to our Central Baptist Church friends and family. Today is Wednesday, May the 13th, 2020, and we're continuing to go through this time of pandemic and social distancing and stay at home. We're glad that you have chosen to be with us this evening. Now, we're going to be looking at a passage of Scripture tonight that's going to come out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. So if you don't have your Bible, you can either hit pause and run and grab it, or you can flip over to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, and we're going to look at some lessons from a persistent widow. But before I get started, there's a question I want to ask you today. I've asked this question a lot. I've had people ask me this question before, and sometimes the answers really turn out to be varied. And although it sounds like a really simple question, sometimes it's not as easy to answer as we think it is. So here's the question. What's your prayer life like? You know, for a lot of folks, maybe during this time that we've been down and we haven't been had an opportunity to go a lot of places, do a lot of things. I know a lot of folks have said that, well, my prayer life's gotten better. I've had more time to be able to spend with the Lord, more time to spend with my family, and my prayer life has increased. There are others who have sat back and said, my prayer life was terrible going into the pandemic. It's terrible in the middle of the pandemic, and it'll, you know, hopefully and prayerfully, it won't be terrible when we come out of it. But I ask you that question today that you might be challenged today, that you might look at it. And if you're one of those people who sits back and says, well, you know what? I wasn't doing that great before. I'm not doing that great now, but I really want to change that going forward. We have a great example that we're going to look at in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 18. Let's go ahead and look at that passage. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, and we're going to begin reading with verse 1. It says, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Verse 6, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Let's pray together. Our Father, as we come to you now, we just ask that you would truly help us to examine our prayer life today. Father, I pray that you will help us to hear from the Holy Spirit during this time, that you might tell us what you would have for us to do. Lord, I pray that we truly would seek you. Father, I know that there will be people that will be listening to this message that need a little help, need some improvement in the area of prayer. Lord, I know that there are those that will also hear this message that they have just clung so much to prayer in the past as well as in the present, and will do so in the future. But Lord, I pray that most of all, we will learn to draw close to you during this time. Help us, Lord, as we study your word. Help us as we come around your word this evening to truly hear what the Spirit has to say to us. And Father, we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we look at this particular parable, and of course we know what a parable is. It was a parable where the stories that Jesus told, things that we could relate to that helped drive a point home. And what he was saying is, we've got this picture of this widow lady. This widow lady, she goes to the judge. And in our story, Jesus is sharing with us about a widow who was very persistent in her request for justice. Now, according to Luke, there was a very specific reason that Jesus told this story. Now, most of us can relate. There have been times when we've gone to the Lord in prayer. And our faith has really kind of been shaken. And the reason that it's been shaken is because we've been praying for something, we've been asking for something, and when it's come down to it, it's been one of those circumstances or situations where we just feel like the Lord either wasn't hearing us or the Lord wasn't answering our prayer. So when you think about this particular story that Jesus gives us in the book of Luke chapter 18, why is he telling the story? What is the point that he is wanting us to understand? Well, he gives us the answer to that there in verse 1. It says in verse 1, then he spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. How many times have we been praying for a situation and we just felt like the Lord wasn't hearing that prayer? We felt like the Lord didn't answer the prayer the way we felt like he should have or way we wanted to. And it can be discouraging along the way. I mean, I've known people who have prayed for years and years for the Lord to do something. You know, we've talked in the past about the fact that sometimes it's not what it is that we're asking. Sometimes it's just the wrong time. Our timing may be right. Our heart may not be right. There's a passage in the Word of the Lord that tells us this. He says that if we harbor iniquities in our heart, God's not going to hear our prayer. Now, I don't want you to take that and go completely in an opposite direction with it. But if we've got sin within our life, you know, the Lord sometimes puts us in a timeout. It's not that God doesn't want to answer our prayer. It's not that he is some sort of a cosmic killjoy along the way. God truly wants us, he wants to answer our prayers, but he wants us to answer our prayers as we pray like we should. Sometimes people ask me at this point, they'll say, well, how is it that we should pray? Well, Jesus taught his disciples, and we even know that. It's the model prayer. It's the Lord's Prayer. And when we think about that, you think about where he says, he taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, the thing about it is God has a plan. He's always had a plan for our life from beginning to end. It's already mapped out. And the thing that we should be doing is that we should be walking so close with the Lord that we see what his plan for our life is, that we see what's taking place along the way. And that when we pray, we are praying what the Father's will already is in heaven to take place here on earth. Now, sometimes when we use that litmus test, we don't always pass, do we? Sometimes our prayers are very selfish prayers. Sometimes we're praying more about what it is that we want as opposed to what it is that God wants for our life. Sometimes we want God to do things our way instead of us coming around to his way. And all that takes is walking close enough to him to understand that that when we begin to ask for these things, that we need to be asking in a way that is pleasing unto our Lord. So he's saying this. He's saying, look, don't lose heart. Maybe some of you that are listening to this message tonight have been praying for something for quite some time. And you're beginning to lose momentum. You're beginning to lose that steam. You're beginning to think that God's not listening to you or that God's not going to answer your prayer. Well, he may not answer it your way, but don't lose heart. Listen, don't stop praying. I can think of an example that I know of a lady in our church that had prayed not only for weeks, not only for months, but years, not even just years, but decades for something that I know was in God's will. But the timing was not right. But after years and years and decades of praying, God finally answered that prayer. But in that midst of all those decades that she prayed, she never lost heart. I want to encourage you today, don't lose heart. Don't get weary along the way in your prayers. Sometimes God's delays are to teach us some things along the way. And a delay doesn't necessarily mean no. Now, sometimes we get no to the answer to our prayers because it's not God's will for our life. But God will pointedly let us know when that thing takes place. So when we get back to this situation, Jesus is giving an example and he's saying that this is so that we don't lose heart as we pray. So when we think about this story, here is a lady who is a praying lady, who is a believer. She goes to a judge and she asks this judge a question. But let's think for a moment about the judge. The word tells us that this was an unjust man. This was a man who was not a believer because it says in verse 3, it says, now there was a widow that came to the city and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And then verse 4 says, and he would not, for a while, but afterward he said within himself, and get this, here's the latter part of verse 4, though I do not fear God nor respect man. He tells you right there. He said, I don't fear God. I don't have any respect for him. And it doesn't matter to me, you know, what men say, think, feel, or believe. I'm just going to do what I want to do. So we already know what his position is. This is the kind of man that that this widow lady was dealing with. And she was saying, all I want is justice. I want you to get justice for me. And we know that the answer that he told her was no. You know, right out of the gate, he said no. He says, you don't have a case. Yeah, you just need to go on. I'm not going to deal with it for whatever reason it was. We don't know in the story what exactly the circumstances were. But at this particular point, the judge says, you don't have a case. You just need to move on. How many times in prayer have we kind of felt like that's what God has said to us? Oh, well, okay, yeah, that's not going to happen right now. You just move on or wait or whatever the situation may be. But she walked away probably somewhat dejected, but yet that didn't sway her confidence. That didn't sway her persistence. And that's the word I really want to use because I believe that's something God wants for each and every one of us. He wants us to have persistence in our prayer. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to bring those things to him. And he doesn't want us to give up. He wants us to continue to just come to him and to bring forth our request to him. And God wants to answer our prayers, but he wants to answer them his way. He wants to answer them in his time. And he wants to do that in what's best for you and I, because the word tells us he always has our very, very best interest in heart. So he responded to her by saying no. Now, when this widow saw the judge and the judge did not grant that particular request for her, she didn't you just throw up her hands and say, well, okay, that's it. That's the last straw. That's all I can do. The word kind of indicates that she keeps on coming back to him and she keeps on asking and she keeps on asking. When I think about this persistence, often I think of situations where, and you can experience, you probably experienced this as well, where there's somebody in your life, whether it was a coworker or whether it was a subordinate at your work or whether it was a child who just kept asking you. I guess one of the clear-cut indications that I can remember, probably I remember it because it was me, was being in the store somewhere and wanting that little toy or wanting that pack of gum or candy bar, and you're sitting there and you're going, Mom, 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 can I have this? Mom, 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 can I have that? And Mom's like, no. And then you move on. And then about 10 feet later, Mom, Mom, can I have this? Mom, Mom, can I have that? And we just keep on doing that, and we're persistent and persistent and persistent. Listen, kids are really good at that. If you're a parent, you know that. And then you get to that point where you get so sick and tired of hearing the child say, Mom, can I have that? Can I have that? Can I have that? That finally you just take it and throw it in the shopping buggy, or you say, yes, yes, just go ahead and put it in there. We'll get it. Now, like I said, kids are really good at being able to work that situation. Are we that good when it comes to prayer? When I say being good, I mean good at being persistent. Do we go to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, I need your help here. Lord, Lord, I need you to work with me in this situation. Lord, I need you to rescue me from this situation. Lord, I need your help in what's taking place in my life. Lord, I need your help at what's taking place with my job. Lord, I need you. I'm crying out to you, and I'm just going to cling to your coattails until I get an answer. Does the Lord find that kind of faith in you and I? Does he find that kind of faith in our praying? Does he find that kind of faith that he found in this particular widow lady as she went to the judge? Because we know that what the judge says after he said that he doesn't respect nor fear man in verse 4, he goes on in verse 5 and he says this, yet because this widow troubles me, he gives the reason and what he's going to do. Yet verse 5, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she wearies me. Weary, lest she makes me tired. If you read that in the ESV, it says verse 5 reads like this, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. Listen, does the Lord seeing that kind of faith in you and I and that sort of persistence in our prayer life and when we're coming to Him? Now, remember, I always want us to go back to the reason why Jesus is telling this particular parable. The reason He's telling it, verse 1 told us, is this: so that we don't lose heart. You know, sometimes it's easy to just throw up our hands and say, I give up, and walk away. Listen, are we doing that in things that are very important in our lives? Are we really carrying these things to prayer? That leads me back to the question that I asked you at the very start of this message. How's your prayer life? Is it persistent? Is it consistent? Or is it non-existent? You know, I'm challenging you today to be like this widow, to be that particular person who is always sitting there going, Lord, Lord, it's me, Lord, it's me. He knows who you are. If you're a believer, He knows who you are. Now, I'm not saying that God's going to change His mind just because we are persistent, but He goes on and He says this as we travel through these particular passages. It says in verse 6, it says, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Verse 7, and shall God not avenge His own elect who cry out day and night to Him, though He bears long with them? And then He says in verse 8, I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He really find faith on the earth? You know, what that's really pointing to is it's saying, do we really have faith in God enough that our prayer is persistent? Do we really have enough faith as we pray to Him to say, God, I know You can handle this circumstance or situation? Do we really have enough faith to say, God, I know You will? Do we really have enough faith to say, Lord, I know that You know what is best for me? Do we really have enough faith to say, Lord, here are the circumstances and the situations, and I am handing them over to You, trusting that You will do what is good and what is right, because You are faithful, You are just, You are loving, and Lord, I am trusting You? Or are we taking the circumstances and situations back on our own? You know, we really have a problem with that. I can't tell you how many times over the past 30 years that when I've had this conversation with people, they say, you know what, I trust the Lord, and I will lay these burdens, I will lay these cares at His feet. And then what happens is about the time you say amen in that altar or that prayer closet, we scoop them right back up, we pick them right back up, we take them with us. Folks, let me make you a promise. God's not going to deal with them as long as we don't give them to Him. If we keep picking them back up, we're telling God that we're able and we're capable and we will do it ourselves. And God is saying, are you going to have enough faith in Me? Are you going to have enough trust in Me to leave those burdens and to leave those cares, that I might do what is good and right and healthy, both physically and spiritually, for you and all that are involved? Where is your prayer life? How are you doing with that? You know, I pray that through this time that we've been going through the pandemic, that it has been a time that you've drawn closer to the Lord. I pray that God has taught you many lessons like He's taught me, that He has slowed us down enough, that He's taken so many things out of our path that hinder us from having that opportunity to be with Him. I know in conversations that I've had with many of the missionaries that have gone from our church to Cuba, one of the really, really cool things about Cuba is that the distractions are not there like they are here. I think that anybody who's ever gone has said that exact same thing. You know, too often what we do is we look at it and say, well, we're not going to have this. We're not going to have cell phones. We're not going to have email. We're not going to have, you know, all these little comforts in life that we're so used to. And we think we're just going to die without them. And then what happened is when we got over there, you know, we were able to build relationships with one another. We were able to build relationships with the nationals that were over there. We were able to spend time, quality time, not only together with one another, but to reconnect with God in a way that we hadn't before through prayer. To be out in the early morning or the late night on that roof in a place where the distractions are all gone. Listen, I believe with all my heart, God has given us a little taste of that here through the time of this pandemic. The question is, are we going to embrace it? The question is, in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, you might be in that situation of a job loss or in danger of losing your job because of this pandemic. Have you handed that over to God? Are you trusting Him? Is God going to find that sort of faith when He comes again? Will He be able to look down and say that you're trusting Him, that you're loving Him, that you're counting on Him? Are you taking those burdens and casting them on Him? If you're not, let me make you a promise. You are carrying those burdens with you daily, and that is not the way God wants you and I to function. He is saying, you're my child. I will take care of you. He said, I am just. How much more will I take care of my children? He says, I just want you to be persistent. I want you to keep coming to me in prayer. And the reason why I want you to do it, in the middle of all that, I don't want you to get weary in well-doing. So for many of you out there who've been praying for something for weeks or months or years, keep on praying. Don't stop. For those of you who out there maybe who have been praying for years, don't stop. Don't get weary. Just like in verse 1 says, don't lose heart. You keep on praying. You keep on asking God because He's looking for that kind of faith among His children as we go through life. I trust and pray that we have learned some lessons today from this widow lady, that we might truly be that persistent. You know, what is the greatest prayer burden that you have today? One of the greatest things that moves us to prayer is a burden. Yeah, it seems like as time has gone, we have less burdens, or there are less burdens that are out in the open. What has God burdened you with today that is a prayer burden? Because a burden is something that will drive you to do something. A burden is something that will drive you to your feet, drive you to your knees. Listen, are you burdened for the lost? Are you burdened for your family? Are you burdened for circumstances and situations? Whatever they may be, take that burden to the Lord. Turn it into something that will get you calling upon Him continuously, not just once, but calling upon Him. And don't lose heart until you hear what the answer is from God. Now, there are many answers. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's wait. Whatever it may be, get in the Word, get close to Him so that you will be on the same page with Him. And in the process, don't lose heart. Let's pray together, and then let me give you some announcements as we head into this coming Sunday. Let's pray. Father, You're good to us. I pray that we will truly develop a burden if we don't have one. Lord, if we do have a burden, I pray that You will help take that burden and drive us to our knees, that we might call upon You. Lord, that our faith truly might be built in the fact that You are God and we are not. You have all the answers, and You're going to do what's best and right for us. Help us, Lord, to live in that peace, not in that stress, but to cast all of our cares upon You because You care for us. Lord, bless each and every person that has taken the time to view this, to come around Your Word. Lord, may they hear the Holy Spirit. Thank You for technology and a way to be able to reach out during this trying time that each and every one of us are going through. Bless each family, Father, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, let me give you a couple of things. Next Wednesday, let me give you your Bible study readings for next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we're actually going to be... let me go ahead and give you the daily Bible readings. I want you to read Luke chapter 22 through Luke chapter 24. So that's Luke 22 through Luke 24, as well as John chapters 1 and 2. John chapters 1 and 2. So you're going to be reading Luke 22, Luke 23, Luke 24, and John chapter 1 and John chapter 2. And then next Wednesday night, we're going to be looking at the passage of Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35 on the road to Emmaus. That's what we'll be looking at next Wednesday on May the 20th. I do also want to just let you know that probably tomorrow evening or maybe early on Friday, I'm going to release a video. We do plan to have services here in the parking lot at our church. We are allowed to do that. The restrictions have been lifted as far as outside events. We are able to have gatherings of more than 10 as long as social distancing is maintained, and we can do that outside in the parking lot. This is actually phase one of the governor's reentry plan. So we do plan to have a 10:45 a.m. service in the parking lot. I'm going to give you some more instructions on that through the next video that will come out. But we're asking that if you can, bring a chair, bring a lawn chair with you. Those that are able, we're asking you to park up in the shopping center parking lot. You can come over and just sit there on the grass in your chair with your family. We are going to ask that you maintain 6-foot social distancing outside of being with your family. We're asking that you leave the parking spaces in the our main parking lot for those that are high risk, those that are more elderly, those that may not be getting out of their car. So if you could do that, it'd be great. We're looking so forward to having the opportunity to gather again and to be able to see you. There's one thing that's going to be really hard and challenging, and that's going to be this. And I'm going to sound like the school principal when we gather Sunday and probably in tomorrow's instructional video, but we're going to have to ask you, please, as hard as it's going to be, we're going to want to hug people. We're going to want to shake hands. Please don't do that. Think about other folks. We're going to ask you that if you're going to be close to other folks out there, we're still asking you maintain the social distancing of 6 feet. Masks are optional, but once again, we're asking that you do that just to help out with other people. I know there are a lot of folks who have differences of opinion on this, and that's okay. But just remember the folks that we're coming in contact with. And I've always said it like this, the wearing of the mask may not be as much for you in your heart or in your mind, but it may be for the other people that you'll come in contact with. So if you don't feel comfortable coming Sunday, that's okay. We're still going to be able to broadcast our videos just like we've been doing. And by all means, if you're high risk or if you don't feel comfortable, don't come Sunday, but tune in to us. We'll let you know more about that in our video either tomorrow evening or Friday morning. We're going to be running some sound checks. But thank you for joining us. May God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you Sunday one way or the other, either in the parking lot or by way of technology. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.